Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. At a time when many people in the U.S. believe there's a profound loss of civility in society, leading thinkers gathered in Boston today to talk about this issue in history, culture, and the media. The forum was presented by UMass Boston's new Center for Civil Discourse, and participants opened with a conversation about the state of civility and American democracy. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myrov reports.
Even though half of the public thinks there's little civility today, several historians say it used to be worse, a lot worse. In 1856, Massachusetts Senator Charles Sumner, an abolitionist, was nearly caned to death in the Senate chamber. And some speakers at the time used to burn the Constitution to make a point. So while today's rhetoric is heated, it is less violent than it used to be.
I do not think that we are in uncharted territory.
Harvard Law professor Randall Kennedy says we don't remember our own history.
These civility crises come up periodically. 15 years ago, people were talking about a civility crisis. We live in a big, rambunctious democracy in which there is going to be conflict.
Another speaker pointed out that political conversations today are different because the explosion of new media has made them more widespread. Beyond the historical perspective, a WBUR poll released this week shows currently 83% of people in Massachusetts agree leaders in Washington cannot work together as well as they used to. The survey, conducted by Mass Inc., also asked if the overall tone of politics in this state is more courteous than in the rest of the country. By a 5% margin, people agreed it is better here in the Bay State. Today's forum also looked at whether civility inhibits dissent. Austin Surratt says it might. The professor of political science at Amherst College says his mother used to tell him, being polite is always right. Surratt says, sorry, Mom.
It is not always better to be polite than to be right. And breaches of civility do not always threaten democratic dialogue. Civility is a secondary, not a primary moral virtue. And second, that we need to be careful to nurture the conditions under which civility can flourish.
It flourishes when you understand the perspective of an opposing view, says Alan Wolfe, a professor of political science at Boston College.
The act of putting yourself in the position of another person presupposes treating that person civilly.
But there is a serious breakdown of civility in politics, argues Mark Lilla, an essayist and historian of ideas at Columbia University. He says there's less respect for well-educated people in politics these days.
There is something that has entered our civic discourse that has been not only indifferent to that, but hostile to it. An idealization of ignorance, a contempt for learning, for science, and for the so-called elites who master them.
The media's role was also examined at today's forum on civility. The key question, is the press part of the problem or part of the solution? For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov.